special. You're gonna love this one, I promise you.
Hello, Tawny?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I'm just kind of reviewing the information here for TR3 Electrical Services. You're 2 years in so far, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The sole owner. And I don't see a website listed here. Is there one I'm missing?
No, I haven't made a website.
Okay, where do you...
I may have a website. Someone did one for me, but I don't really use it.
Okay.
I don't even know how to get to it, to be honest with you.
Really?
I know there's one floating around somewhere.
Then it's a little bit like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right?
Yeah, I don't really use it at all.
Oh, boy. Okay, I found a Google profile with 9 reviews, 4.1 star. Okay. Okay. And then I see something with the Chamber of Commerce. I see the Yelp.
Yeah, MapQuest. I tried to get, I was trying to pull every string I could at one point.
I also see the Facebook.
Yeah, there's a Facebook.
Okay. Well, where do you hope to take the marketing into the next year? Are you looking to kind of secure it and move it forward,
Yeah, I want to grow. I'd like to grow.
Okay.
Because I'm really new. I'm new on the business end of it, but I've got 22 years in the field, so.
Oh, okay. So you just need some help.
Yeah, I waited a long time to get licensed because I wanted to. I don't know why I waited so long, but I have the experience.
That's good.
In doing the work. But as far as like the business side and getting the phone to ring, it's been a struggle.
Okay.
Especially through the holidays. It's always slow during the holidays, but it's finally starting to pick back up now, but there's always room for more, you know?
Yeah, well, we could definitely help you. We have a package that's pretty affordable. And what it does for you, Tawny, is it goes ahead and secures the position so that you're programmed in as a top option on Google, Facebook. We include the website and attach it to the Google profile. That way people can find it. And it includes the programming with a full, you know, mobile platform, iPhones, Androids, tablets. And the beauty of something like this is you're not sharing the leads. They're coming directly to you.
Where are you located at?
Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. Is there any way, what I'm interested in right now, and especially since the hurricanes that we've had this year, I'm on the East Coast, so we just had Helene come through. Mm-hmm. Have you had any searches as far as electrical in the mountain area of North Carolina?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, there is an influx of searches being done for those specific things because people need help in those, Google calls those micro moments, like where it's like an emergency moment. And if you're listed there, then you have the option to be chosen. And if you're not, then you don't. It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Right. So we could definitely help you there. Let me go ahead and pull the pricing on this. I mean, just to make sure you're in the right place, you do want to expand your online marketing through Google today, right?
Depending on the price, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you the rock bottom price that I have for what it is that you're providing and how it is that we can help you. And what you're looking at here is a flat monthly investment rate of $249 a month. Month to month with no contract. So that's going to be unlimited calls coming directly to you. You have an advantage because we can go ahead and begin programming immediately since you have a Google business profile. We don't have to wait for verification. We can get access to that right away and begin the programming. It also includes...
Does my license show up on that?
No, it doesn't, but we can put that you're licensed. Are you insured as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we can put that you're licensed and insured. And the place to showcase something like that, honestly, Tawny, that's going to be on the website is where we're going to showcase that. Your website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, and we attach it directly to the Google profile so that folks are able to find it. And when they know that you're licensed and insured, then they're a lot more likely to choose you.
Right.
Okay. It also includes the programming for the Facebook ads with the social media marketing. So we take your current Facebook profile. We're going to put it on steroids. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and anchor that listing directly to the Google profile and automatically retarget all of the specific areas and zip codes that you want to come up. So we don't expect you to just, like, list on Google and hope for the best. What this does is targets those zip codes in areas specifically, especially when there's a storm or something's moving in. You have the ability to just say, hey, you know, I'd like to target the ads in this area. I'd like to have a look over here. We have the ability to go ahead and move the ads around as they're running with the Facebook. And then there on the Google profile, you're only going to move up as you continue to go. When you're offering emergency storm services, those are going to luck out, you know, across multiple platforms when those storms are happening and people are doing those searches.
How will I see any progress on my end as far as not, besides the phone
ringing?
Besides the phone ringing, am I going to see any ads through Facebook for myself or anything like that?
Oh, you definitely can, but the most important thing is that you're going to be able to track the results. We give you an app. So you can track everything where you can log on and you're able
well,
to
Well, I get a notification every month from Google that shows my progress on the business.
Right. That's
you know,
the Google Analytics.
It shows how many people clicked my name and how many phone calls I got off of it. It shows me all that.
Right. But this is that on steroids because this is every aspect of your platform. So this includes for the first page Google placement. It also includes how many keywords per impression and clicks and looks you're getting from Facebook. And then how many of those actually turn into paid phone calls where people are calling to request a service. So it's 100% trackable across the board with this because we give you the app where you can even request reviews directly from your clients, you have the ability to track everything from the click to the call.
Gotcha. I wish it was like in the half of the month where you could like prorate it just so I could get like a feel for it a couple weeks in.
Oh, yeah. It's all done month to month. It'll go from the 23rd to the 23rd. And that's why it's done like that is because it's performance based. We don't twist your arm. In fact, we're taking a loss on the first 3 months because this package normally runs $5.99 a month, but we've been doing this for 20 years. So we know how well it works and our clients choose to keep coming back to us monthly.
Is there any way I could do it for 1 month and just see how it goes? And if it progresses, I'll keep on with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can give it a shot for as long as you want. I mean, our clients see such a return that they choose to keep coming back each individual month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for account purposes, how do I spell your first name?
T-O-N-Y.
Okay, so it's Tony, not Tawny. This lady.
That's correct.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
No, it's fine.
And what is your last name?
I'm trying to find my
name?
Wallet.
Oh, well, okay. We got a few minutes before we're at that step. So
oh, there
you got,
we go.
You got
there we go. My last name is Roncalli, R-O-N, as in Nancy, C-A-L-I.
C-A-L-I. Okay, email for you, hon. I see one here on the website, but it doesn't make sense to me. It says Trey@TREElectricalServices.com.
TR3 Electrical Services.
TR3, yes, sir. Is it Trey, though?
Yeah, I go by Trey because I'm a third.
Okay. That makes sense. My nephew, he goes by Trip because he's a triple, too. He's a third. So it's Johnny Ray Atkins, the third, so he goes by Trip. That's funny.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. But I like Trey, too. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Nobody in my family calls me Tony.
Okay.
It's just my government name.
Your government. There you go.
Yep.
All right, Trey. Well, I'm sending you a text right now with my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact for you. Now, what is the best I see here on the Google listing, it shows me that the address is 5381 U.S. 421 in Clinton, North Carolina. Is that correct?
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect. So it's been changed since then.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. It's 8812
mm-hmm.
Crestwood Drive. It's all one word. Crestwood, C-R-E-S-T-W-O-D. Yes, ma'am.
Got you. Do you still have access?
I should be listed on Google and Garner. Because somebody, I got a lead about 2 weeks ago from mm-hmm. that app, and they were able to pinpoint me in Garner.
I got you. So,
yeah.
Okay. We have an option if you want, because you have the 9 verified reviews. It does kind of help a little bit.
Yeah.
Not all of them are positive. So it's up to you. I can ask them if they'll combine it, and then you would have just one. Or we could just leave it and just work from the one in Garner. It's really up to you.
No, I'm just regular. Me and my wife separated.
Okay.
And that's where she's at. She has no connection to my business whatsoever.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and connect these two?
We claim
over the one. We don't have to connect with her at all. So what happens is we contact Google and we say, listen, this is a duplicate list. We want to combine these. This is no longer a location for this business.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
And then we can get those reviews on your end.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have one bad review, but it was from like a disgruntled employee that tried to bury me.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
I just can't get it all.
Okay.
I don't want that to show up.
That's cool. We'll just work with the new one. No worries at all. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep. We got you. We'll take good care of you. Don't you worry. Absolutely no worries. Okay. So I've got that. You've got the Facebook page. We've got this. Okay. And then I need to schedule your onboarding call. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone call where we block mm-hmm. off the hour just in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. I have available appointment time. I can do later today between 5 and 6, or I could do tomorrow anytime.
Today between 5 and 6 should be all right.
Cool. You'll see an email come through that's going to say Local Splash CI for client interview, EN for English, with your phone number, your first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to be the one that's going to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. That way, mm-hmm. we do what we call a warm handoff, and it just gives a very smooth transition. I'm going to call you from our 877 number and then introduce you to that agent.
I've been having a lot of spam come through as far as phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way, so if someone searches for Google, if they pick up their phone and say, like, hey, Siri, I need an electrician,
mm-hmm.
would it possibly
pull you?
Pick me up?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
Absolutely what this is.
I've had spam calls come in. I don't know if it's spam or not, but they're like, trying to sell me a voice
activated. Don't do it. It's a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it can only happen once you're ranking on the first page, which is what we do. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to sell you just the voice, activated services. And that's not how it works. So you're smart, because we can include that here with these. I'm going to go ahead and let them know.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can take care of it. And then we'll get access to this Google profile here, this one in Garner. Let me grab this link. I'm just gathering information for the technician. That way they're able to go ahead and give us everything. All right.
I think my website is actually through like LinkedIn or something like that. I can't remember what it's through, mm-hmm. my website. I had someone create one for me when I did my logo, because mm-hmm. I had a logo trademark too.
Mm-hmm.
And they created one, but I have never used it. Whenever, like, I had my logo and everything trademarked. So.
Okay. Well, you can send that logo over to us. We're going to build the site. It's going to be concurrent with your Google profile and everything. So it's going to, mm-hmm. it's just going to be better. I can't find it even when I look for your business name, which is, you know.
Yeah. I've actually searched it and found it, but it took a while to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
I didn't know if it was a scam or not. And I was like, what did I really pay for? So I went searching and I did find the website, but it was very, very, very vague. It was, it wasn't original at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to build you a site that's going to be specific to your company. It'll have your logo, your information. We'll attach your, photographs and literally everything on there. Okay.
Okay.
And you're licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay. Today is 12/23. Okay. I've gone ahead. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Anything on the weekend?
No, because I get my daughter, so okay. Really no way I can do that.
Okay. All right. Understood.
Until I get some employees.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
If I get busy enough where I can hire employees, because right now it's just myself. I've mm-hmm. worked with employees, and I swear this country's going to hell. Nobody wants to work anymore.
Nobody. Mm-mm.
Yeah. They come in wanting high wages and you get nothing in return. So that was one of the disgruntled employees that I had. I was like, you got to go, man. Sorry.
Sorry about your luck, buddy bear, huh? Yeah.
when you're costing me money every day, it's not working out.
No, not even a little bit. People are wild too, out there just saying and doing whatever they want.
Oh yeah, I had 8 employees last year and it was like, I got so many callbacks. It was like, and I started doing it myself, and I mm-hmm. literally get no callbacks.
Right?
It's wild.
You have to be able to trust who you're putting out there, you know?
And if I do get a callback and it's on me, it's on me at that point.
Exactly. Okay, I've got all this information. I'm ready to go ahead and take the card information. So is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I'll put it on my... Let me see what I've got on this credit card. I'll put it on credit card. Just bear with me for a second.
Yeah, take your time.
I should look for it. Yeah. How much? What's the total?
$249.
Okay. Let me, All right, I'm good on the credit card. Let's see. I will be... All right, I'll do this one. It's my number is 5178-0590-6036.
Mm-hmm.
7266.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration is 12/28.
3-digit code on the back?
353.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment for $249. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the
accuracy.
It does say it was declined. I was going to tell you that when I was done. got the card number is 517-8-0590-6036-7266.
Wait, say that one more time.
517-8.
Yep.
0590.
Yep.
6036.
Yep.
7266.
Yep.
December of 2028.
Yep.
Security code 353.
Yep. I don't know why it didn't work. We can try. I can try another one.
Okay. Sometimes it's because we're in California and it's an out-of-state transfer. Once in a while, that's the reason why. So, I mean, you can always, usually they'll send a quick message and they'll say why, you know, like to you, that it's an out-of-state or they're just not sure because it's their fraud check situation. It's what it said on my end is insufficient funds, but that's not always accurate on my end either. Sometimes they say that just because we're the merchant, you know?
Yeah, because on my end, I've got available credit 300 in my
app. Okay, you want me to try again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I could try a different card. I've got another card with a balance of... that one's not enough. That one's only got 195. I would try that card again.
Okay, let me try it again. Let's see here. Yeah, it's showing me insufficient funds. The other thing that we can do, if you want, is I can drop the program. I can drop the Facebook ads for now, and that brings the price point down to just $199. Maybe it's not clearing because it's like right about at the rate that you have available, and they don't want to leave you with anything. You think maybe that's what it is?
No, because I've used all. I normally, running a business, I go through funds like crazy. I get it's a bunch of credits and deposits going through all the time. So I mean, it's I'll use it and then pay it off. Use it and
right.
pay it off. Normally, I use about all of it. I mean, it's not a good thing to do, but
it
is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
You got to do what you got to do to run the business. So do you want me to try to drop the package to the $199 and drop the Facebook ads, or do you want me to, or do you want to give me a different card?
I would like to call my credit.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and call them. I'll hold. No worries. Take
find
your time.
Find out why. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Take your time.
All right,
I've
let me call
them. I've got some emails to answer. Yeah, take your time. No worries.
All right. Are you still there?
I am.
What was the, so I can talk to them through text through my app, and
okay. They're
saying 249 local splash purchase was declined because didn't have enough available credit.
Mm-hmm. The cost is a flat $249. There's no hidden. We're not trying to charge for anything else. There's no taxes or anything.
Yeah, it's saying available credit on that card, $195.04.
Okay.
You can. I don't know why, because I just made a payment like a week or two ago. Paid it all.
Okay.
Let's see. It says available credit 300 on my end. Oh man, this is aggravating. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call them real quick. I'm gonna place you on hold.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. Ma'am?
Yes?
Hey, I got it figured out. It was the wrong card I gave you.
That's how it goes sometimes, huh? At least it was something right. Simple that's fixable.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. 5523.
Mm-hmm.
4297.
Mm-hmm.
2398.
Mm-hmm.
1138.
Expiration month and year?
0430.
Wow, they're going out now, aren't they? And the three-digit code right, on the back?
Yeah. 398.
398. Got it. Okay. Go again. Okay.
I swear. They said owning a business is fun.
Okay, here we go. Let me try this. Okay, that one's going through. Okay. So I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You can do mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Wells.
Wells, got it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read the voice verification now. If you have any questions, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
TR3, Electrical Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tony Roncalli, the third.
Are you the owner?
I am the owner.
Tony, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you, in order to get results as, wait, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Meaning we could see, you know, that you have the Yelp and whatnot, but if you were to move forward with anybody else, please just let us know if you should choose to move forward with anybody else so we can work with them as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Your card has been charged for the flat monthly investment rate of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The reoccurring cost at $249 will happen on the 23rd day of the month. So if you want to cancel or pause the service for any reason, Tony, you need to do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. So you would just call us by the 20th to cancel or pause services, okay?
Okay.
Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, you should have received a text message that says, Tony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Did you get that?
It was an email?
There's a text and an email that comes across.
I got a text that says, hey, hi, it's Annie from Local Splash. Let's get your business at the top of Google. Contact me. That's all
okay,
I've got.
That's
with a phone number.
Okay. Let me go ahead and resend this. That's the 877 number. You're going to want to lock that in. And it's
okay.
Amy, A-M-I-E.
Oh, okay.
And then here you go. I'm sending that other text right now. Everything kind of comes across a lot, so I try not to oversend because I don't like y'all to get spammed, you know?
Yeah.
But you should have received one right now that says, Tony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Right. Does it have my email on here?
No, it's just a clickable link that says, let me see. Oh, wait, why didn't it go? I wonder why that email. Here, hold on. I'm going to go like this. Let me try this. There's that.
So my username is my...
Your username is going to be the phone number, but first you have to sign the terms and conditions in order to get in there.
Okay, where do I go do that?
I just sent you the link. Did you get the link this time?
Yeah, is it...
https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number?
Okay, yep.
Okay.
And I just put in my...
You just click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. And then, yes, you're going to put in your username, which is just going to be the phone number for the business, and then the automated password that they created for you there.
Okay,
let's see, you should be in. Okay, once you click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today and then you type in your first and last name, you may have to turn the phone sideways in order to click, in order for you to click confirm signature.
Okay. Oh, I don't know what happened. It says your subscription is not active.
Okay. So you have to click the link that says HTTP. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay, try to refresh that because now it shows me that you signed the terms and conditions. You should have no problem getting in there.
Okay.
You get in?
Refreshing. No, it's going back to the same screen.
All right, hold on.
You want me to try and sign back in with the login? And?
Yeah, I'm going to do this here. Yes, I'm sending you a fresh link. Click that link and then see if you can sign in.
Okay.
It should just tell you that it's empty, not that it's not active, because obviously, I mean, we haven't done anything yet. We haven't barely got our hands on it, you know?
Let me close Safari completely and start over.
That Safari's a pain in the butt. Like, if you use somebody who uses Google,
okay,
I
so
find not everything
whenever
works.
Whenever I get that,
I just
deleted my Safari completely and restarted.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I click that link, it goes right back to the same page where it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
That's very strange. Okay. It shows me that it's active. I'm going to report this to tech. Why does it say that? Okay, just click. Okay, do me a favor. In the right-hand corner, there's
mm-hmm.
an X. On that where it says that, oops, I just clicked the X and it took me through to your account.
I clicked the X, but...
And now it should say we're working on your account.
No, I don't have that.
Okay.
I clicked the X, but like the back menu went away where
Understood.
The X was.
Okay. Okay. Maybe would you mind refreshing it just one more time and try again? Because maybe it needed to be done on my end first.
Okay. I've got a little person coming up wanting to chat. It says, welcome back to Local Splash. Would you
mm-hmm.
like Would you like to have a chat with one of our...
Well, we have a live agent that's available for each one.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you are comforted by that because your account is active. I'm going to report it here and I'll be talking with you in about an hour and we'll figure out what's going on. It should give you access. I'm not sure what's going on. It shows me that it's good, and once in a while it'll throw a weird thing like it's doing to you right now. So maybe after we're off the phone and we refresh it.
So on the back screen it says it says we're working on your, and that's all I can see. And when I click the X, that goes away, but it still says not active.
Error message on his end that says, oops. Okay, I've reported it, and then hopefully they'll have it figured out. But we're going to give you access to the app during your client onboarding call and get everything squared away for you. So I won't worry about it too much. We're going to take good care of it, okay?
Okay. So I'll get an email around 5 or something.
You're going to get a text in it. Well, normally a text and an email would come about an hour before, but we're already within the hour. So I'm just verbally telling you we're going to call as close to 5 as possible. It may be 5, it may be 5:01, it may be 5:10, but we'll be calling.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll talk with you in just a little bit, Tony. I look forward to speaking with you and getting this situation straightened out for you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.